everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Top Model Rewind. Hello.
Hello. That's Danielle. Yep. I'm Alex.
Hi, Alex. Yeah. Welcome to the show that you co-host
you.
With
Thank
me.
You. I feel welcomed. Thank you. Welcome to you too.
Yeah, welcome you're welcome all. For that. Welcome,
welcome. Ears that are listening right now. Mm-hmm. Just tingling because they're so excited.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope they're tingling. Mm-hmm. Just before we even get started, I would like to mention that we were on someone else's podcast.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
Recently.
It was fun.
It was fun. It's called Manic and it nice. Is available on Patreon. So I think you have to pay like $5 if you want to access it. Not our fault, guys. Not our Patreon.
Did not do this. Just participate.
Yeah. But if you want to do that, it's interesting because we rank each cycle from top to bottom. It takes a long time.
I tried. So we got the setup for it. And when I got the, I'd like you to rank this, kind of in my brain, I was like, general rankings, you know, they don't mean
not
every
like
single.
One through.
1 through 24. I was like top 10. Like, I was like, clearly not 1 through 24.
Did you do that on the fly when we were recording?
No. What were we doing, though, for the cycles? I had repeated some of them. Like, I didn't go through and revise. So I was like, I'm missing some cycles here. Like, I'm missing a couple cycles. But I think there were ones I hadn't seen. So.
Well, don't sell yourself short, Alex. This was an exclusive
episode
that we have never ranked anything like that on this podcast.
It was definitely insightful, for sure.
So this is probably like your only chance to hear our definitive ranking of all the cycles. And once we realized how long it took us to get through all the cycles, we only did the top three winners, and
which is why I thought surely
three winners.
Yeah, I was like, surely not.
So it takes, well, I mean,
it took a while, but it was fun. It was just, you know,
it was fun. Yeah. And I actually, like, I thought we were supposed to rank all of them. I just didn't realize we were gonna go through every single one, but I'm kind of, I don't know, it was interesting to do it, and
it was
kind of see where everything
it was fun
lay. You had some surprising, I mean, we can talk about the specifics. You said cycle 17 was one of your favorite seasons.
Oh, yeah. So, top three. Yeah.
And that like horrified me. But then our, the person who invited us on, his name's Jeff, was like on board with that.
It's so entertaining. I just don't even know how you can hate it.
I don't know. Maybe it's a more prevalent opinion outside of Top Model Reddit. Like, Top Model Reddit hates cycle 17.
Maybe.
So. Maybe. I was shocked personally. Another thing I was shocked by was you ranked Anne from cycle 15 so low because you haven't like actually seen that season.
Yep.
And I just want to predict right now, Alex, you are going to love her. Like,
I can't wait. I can't. I know I am. Anne is like, when I consider Anne as like everything I know about Anne, I'm like, I feel like I would like this person. Sounds like they're awkward, a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
Can't
and a
walk.
Great model.
Yeah, and a fantastic print model. So I'm on board. Tall as shit, too, apparently. So,
but even our like most favoritist contestants, because we both ranked Nicole pretty high, Nicole F from cycle 13.
Oh, yeah.
And bloody she was eyeball. Not a great walker either, you know?
No,
she wasn't.
No,
and
was not.
And neither is
it.
Allison this season.
True.
Allison's
true.
Not such a
Jeff
hot
loved.
Walker.
Yeah, Jeff loved Allison.
Yeah, yeah. Which I mean, okay, Anne was worse, but still,
yeah.
Like, I feel like the faves typically don't even have a good walk. It's like,
true,
you can't have an awkward beauty and walk. It's just a really weird.
True. Yeah, like I had Carrie D was one of my favorite winners, but it was like one of the worst walks of like winners. Yeah. But
yeah,
no,
love Anne.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I know you're gonna love her. So
I'm excited to dive in.
You'll have to shoot her back up in your rankings.
I know. I wish we could have done this after we'd gotten through all the cycles, because then I would have watched them all.
Good news for you and having not seen cycle 23. Apparently, it's going to be on a streaming service pretty nice. Soon. Sweet. It hasn't been available to stream, I think, since it aired.
Oh.
I don't know why, but now it's going to be available. So, I mean, I think everyone should go and see it, honestly, yeah. because...
Let's get in there.
Oh, you know, another spoiler for the ranking episode, but they were not in my bottom.
Yeah.
I like the newest seasons more than I like the guy seasons. Okay, mm-hmm. yeah. America's Next Top Model season 3 is going to be available on Hulu starting November 1st, so it's already available.
Oh, hell so. Yeah. That's today.
You should get
well,
on that.
2 days ago.
You don't have to. Yeah. But if you want to watch it, it's out there, so you can.
Sweet. Nice. And you we can have finally form the an opinion accessibility.
It. Yeah. It's. I mean, I was kind of scared they would never become available. I thought Tyra wanted to banish all evidence that she was never the host. Or she wasn't. There was a season where she was not host of America's Next Top Model. And
very
she just
weird.
To forget that it happened.
I mean, I won't believe it until I see it. So, you know.
It's super weird. It's super weird, especially because they, for some God knows what reason, picked Rita mm-hmm. Ora to be the host, which is just mind boggling. just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I'm excited. Yeah.
So, I mean, she's nice and all, but she just shouldn't be the top model host. She just shouldn't be.
She's no Tyra Banks.
I was just all about being a... Okay, that one annoying thing about Cycle 23 is they're obsessed with being a boss. They say it, like, all the time. They're like, it's all about being a boss. Yeah, it's like... And that was, I guess, more of a word back in, like, 2017 or whenever it premiered.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, they're like... It's all about being a boss. You got to be a boss business bitch. You know,
boss
you got to be
bitch.
Boss
yeah.
business branding bitch. That's what you got
to
be.
Oh, yeah. That's what everyone's dream is to be.
Yeah.
well, interesting. I can't wait to get into that.
Yeah. Get on it, everyone.
Yeah. But no, super fun podcast to be on.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Find it again, Manic Podcast on Patreon, mm-hmm. and the person's name is Jeff Epstein, so you can find him.
Yeah, we got a kick out of
not that.
Not that Jeff. One. That
Jeffrey
one's
Epstein. Yeah,
this one's
is
very
he?
Much alive.
Mm. Just kidding.
yeah. Anyways,
so or is he hiding on Patreon? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
All right, so this episode, back to Cycle 12, episode 3.
Yeah, cycle 1-2, or if you mix that up, it's 2-1, so 21.
And it's a lucky number.
Yeah, somehow. Yeah. Anyways, but that's where we are. How many contestants we have left? We have
quite
9?
A few.
10? We have 2, 4, 6, 8,
I think we have
10,
like
11.
10. Okay. I think we have 10 people.
Yeah.
10 or 11.
We'll get into it.
Yeah. So Talia, this episode, I think, really focuses a lot around Talia.
Yeah.
It's kind of like setting it up for next episode in which you get the whole like Celia thing going on when Celia kind of, I don't know, what's the word? Like tries to sabotage Talia. But I mean, I don't want to say that because like she really thought she was doing the right thing. But it's kind of just setting up like, why the models think that Talia doesn't want to be there because Talia is constantly talking like she doesn't want to be there. So
like she hates being there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. She gets like, she had a bad week last week. So she gets like super dejected and she's not feeling confident at all. She feels like she was saying like, I feel like I had confidence and now it's gone. And she just is really bummed out this episode. And I'm like, the reason, I don't know. I think the reason I got so annoyed with Talia when I first watched this was just like how much she fluctuated. And I think that's what also kind of like sets Celia off a little bit, where it's like, she'll get really dejected and she's like talking like super fatalistically. And then like one like good thing will happen and then she'll bounce back like so dramatically and be like, everything's good now, it's awesome, like I'm feeling a lot better about myself.
It's not
and
a
then
healthy
she goes back down.
It's not healthy.
She crashes again.
To go up and down like that.
It's frustrating because you're like, like, I know that you're this, like, happiness is temporary. Like, you know right. that this is right. not a permanent confidence that she's been granted.
No, but it's, and it is like, it's confusing to go. Watch someone go from the extremes though, back and forth, and just be like, so wait, are you good? Like,
yeah,
are things good now? What's up? Like,
and do you want to be here? Are you, like, ready for this? Like, can
yeah.
you do this?
So are
like,
you happy to be here now? Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, those are definitely the questions that come up in your mind. Mm-hmm. And it's a totally understandable response. I think a lot of people go through that, mm-hmm. like, these swings. But it is frustrating to watch on TV. It's like,
yeah,
like, really, again? We're going. It's just, like, this cycle over and over again. It's like, we're doing this again.
Yep.
Like, it just gets... I can see why Celia mm-hmm. like was annoyed. I don't think what she does in the next episode is really like the way to
right.
do it.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah,
I
that's
can
why...
see why she gets like kind of annoyed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's yeah. what I
you
didn't
remember
like
now
about
what
Celia.
Happens?
I forgot. Yeah.
Yes.
I remember now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So we get Talia with this like the swings this episode. And then mm-hmm. We also see Allison's not very confident too.
Yeah, she's having a downswing week.
Yeah. They're both like, I feel like they were kind of showing like Talia and Allison are the girls that aren't as confident. But yeah. Allison seems a little more resilient.
She has the edge. And I think yeah. she knows that a little bit with them eyes.
Yeah, maybe that's all. Like, I feel resilient feels like a weird word to say because Talia is obviously a resilient person because of what she's been through. But
I feel like Allison just doesn't wear her heart on her sleeve as much.
Yeah.
So she's not as vulnerable as Talia is making herself, if that makes sense.
I don't think she goes to as dark of a place as Talia yes, goes. I think Talia yes, goes yes. like
deep down
lots
in there.
Of yeah, and then Alice is just like kinda unsure. She's like,
yeah, she's yes, yeah. She's more unsure than depressed. Yeah. Fatalistic, yeah. like you said. It's a great word. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have Allison. And then we have Natalie on the mm-hmm. opposite end of the spectrum, who is, like, uber confident, like, thinks they're the shit, you know? Like, Natalie, this episode was starting to annoy me.
Starting yeah. to see, meh.
Yeah, not the biggest fan.
Yeah.
And I think, like...
Starting to wish you'd given her a haircut or something.
Yeah, yeah. Down a few pegs. Oh yeah, imagine the mess Natalie would be this episode if she had gotten the haircut.
I really think she would have looked great with like a Gianna bob, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, but, oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
more layers, just more layers. Yeah. I think she would have looked good with layers. I don't know if I would cut her hair that short, but I just think. I really would have liked to see how she handled a short haircut.
Yeah,
like, honestly,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would have been fascinated. Which, mm-hmm. by the way, Faux, we don't hear a peep from Faux this
no,
episode.
Not
she
much,
is
yeah.
totally just
flying
there
under
wasn't
the radar.
Even, it was so weird. There wasn't even a moment where she was like, last
that was scary.
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, last week, I kind of got upset about my haircut, but now I've accepted it and I'm ready to move on. No, there was literally nothing from her.
Like, maybe she was like, still upset about her haircut and they were like, nah, we don't want to paint a picture and make people hate Faux, so we just won't show that.
Yeah. Or she just like, shut up. And
yeah.
Just
she was like,
didn't say anything.
I don't
want
to be on camera this week. Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, nothing of her. Yeah, we saw a lot of Natalie, Talia, Allison, and Nyjah, which mm-hmm. I was talking with you before this. You were like, did they set up Nyjah for her elimination? I was like, yeah, kind of, because they focus on her for the first time.
About her. Yeah.
Yeah, and before they just kind of ignored her. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, what we saw of Nyjah was her going like, I have a great personality. And it's like, I'm sure you do. But
you
I just,
to.
Like, we haven't seen much, like... I think she probably is fun. I just like they yeah. chose us not. They chose not for us to see it. I don't know.
Yep. Perfect English. Yeah.
Thanks. It is my first language.
Yeah. But yes, no, it that's funny. I love the we're bored with this person. Hey, do you remember this person before we let them go? Just
yeah.
There they are.
I want you to form like a little bit of an emotional
have
attachment.
An opinion. Yeah.
So you're not just at the end of this episode being like,
oh, forgot about them. Right.
Yeah, that would not be good storytelling.
I think that'd be fun. Happens in Survivor sometimes. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they need to learn from Jeff Probst a little bit.
It is kind of boring, though, I guess. At the end of the episode, you're like, oh, Yeah. Well, yeah. Gotta watch a whole another episode for something juicy to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we'll go probably a little bit more into Natalie and Talia and whatever. But
yeah.
First, it's like the fashion finishing school.
Miss J.
Modeling runway walk teach for Miss J. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not to say for me, mm-hmm. except Allison is probably the worst walker.
Yeah.
But she's like actually not that bad. I think we could compare her to other bad walkers on this show.
She is not the worst walker on America's Next Top Model. Not close, I don't think.
And she improved this episode, so that helped too with her reputation, I do believe.
There wasn't like a, wow, she's never walked in heels before. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that's usually when you're like, uh-oh. That's not something you learn how to do very quickly, I don't think. Got to build those muscles.
I was just like thinking about her compared to like Lauren from Cycle 10. And I was like, oh yeah, she's miles better than Lauren ever was.
Yeah, that was so bad. That was so bad. Like,
her, Allison's worst walk, I think, is better than Lauren's best walk. So,
oh yeah. yeah.
Yeah, it's just like there's not much to say when your worst walker is Allison, you know?
No, yeah. That's not that bad.
Yeah, there's not much to say. I mean, Natalie thinks she's the best at walking, which.
Well. Of course.
I think she's just okay. I don't think she's like that amazing or anything.
She's been practicing down the hallways of her high school.
Is that what she said?
No.
That's just what I imagine. She still probably has. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So back at home is where the truth or dare game comes in.
This was a weird truth or dare. Were they like drawing truth or dare out of a hat?
I think they had written on slips of paper dares and their truths.
That's kind of a good plan.
Because here's why it's a good plan. Mm-hmm. They don't know who wrote it. And then mm-hmm. when you get a question like, tell me who did the worst last episode in the photo shoot, guess who gets the blame? The person who answers the question, not the person who set it up by writing the truth.
Yeah. But it's also like, you take a chicken. What is it when you don't do the thing where
you just like chicken out?
Yeah. Yeah. You say, no, I won't answer that. Which, I mean, I would have been like, I don't know. Like, not concerned. Like, but I don't think I would have, though. Like, when I'm in a competition, I actually, like...
Focus on yourself?
I focus a lot on just, like, myself and, like, how I'm doing. And, like, I'm like, stop talking to me about you.
But this is about me.
Yeah, this is about me right now. I have to work really hard and focus or else I'm going to mess up. So, but yeah, so I don't know. I think I wouldn't necessarily notice or I wouldn't trust my perception.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely would. I would be like how we are on the podcast and be like, oh, that's a great photo. Oh, I don't like that photo. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so, no, I don't have that non-bias when I'm involved. I would be like, everyone's better than me, clearly. Yeah.
I don't even think Talia was the worst last episode. So personally, I wouldn't have even said Talia if I was Natalie. Yeah. Which, I mean, okay, there's a chance she probably thought Talia was the worst. Because it was Natalie who answered this, and she said Talia. Mm-hmm. First say that. But there's a chance she could have thought she was the worst. But also, like, there is also a chance that Natalie is like, well, Talia is obviously, like, the weakest link in, like, the group. Most vulnerable. So I'm just going to say Talia.
I'm just going to poke at this, and that'll open some stuff up.
Could have been what happened.
Could have been.
You can't say definitively, but could have been what happened.
Who knows? Hands to God. Who knows?
Also, what... conspiracy theory, is that the producers wrote these questions.
Oh, that's great. Because that would be great.
That's what I would do. I would have like taken the little bag of like truth or dare, and then I would have written my own truth or dares and thrown them in there. That would have been my evil genius producing moment. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I don't remember, but that's great. I would just love to be one of those people that's making those truth or dares. But
but I mean, you're the scribe in the back. That's your job.
But yeah,
you're like, look over there, you add more
yes girls ice cream in the kitchen sprinkle party. Natalie also, though, I do think in her critique of her photo last week, it wasn't that good. And then I think they were close together, maybe Talia, Natalie, their critiques.
Oh.
And I think Talia got a pretty good critique last week.
Was it? I thought Natalie got a great one last week.
Did she?
Like they really liked it. We didn't like it. They liked it.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't think they loved it. I think they were pretty bored by it.
Okay.
I don't think it was that popular.
The lighting yourself on, right?
I liked Talia's photo, and I'm just remembering us.
Okay.
I think we're just remembering our feedback. All right.
Well, the more important feedback. Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously. We're obviously the best of this. But which we did correctly call Courtney as one of the worst, though. I think she was voted the worst by our poll answers, which I was like, in your face.
Ollie, suck it. Oh my God, he's never going to come back. But
and then there was like someone else in our comments who was like, I love Courtney. And I was like, wait, am I wrong? Is Courtney
That's
the
so
best?
Funny. I've been gaslit.
And then
gaslit.
I was like, no, she's actually the worst.
Gaslit. Courtney, actually, though, in this episode, when I was watching it, I was like, she actually looks better now that it's toned down a little bit.
Yeah,
she's not
maybe
as shiny.
Needed to just like chill for a second.
I think it was she was just luminescent, and I didn't like it in the last.
Yeah, for some reason I had this picture of her being like so tan.
Yes,
and then I looked
it's
back
like
at her
they
photos,
spray
so
tan
like,
redheads as soon as they give them red hair. I don't know.
Yeah, and then I looked back at her photos. I was like, I guess she wasn't that tan. I don't know why I thought she was so tan. I think it was because Tyra said she was tan. I was just like, yes, tan. She is tan.
So tan.
It was like lodged in my skull. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But she looked a little better this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, the Natalie Talia thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was kind of like, I mean, what are you? You can't get super mad at Natalie. I mean, like someone else wrote the question. Like she was
I was like, she just answered the question. I mean, obviously, Natalie's not a nice person.
I'm gonna like
she was thinking about it. She goes, I'm gonna be brutally honest, everyone should have just checked out right then. Everyone should have been like, okay, do not listen, like do not take it personally.
This is gonna hurt my
this
feelings.
Is gonna be brutal. She just said it.
I don't think she was that brutal. She was just like, Talia, and that was it.
That was it.
Like that was it. And Talia, I mean, but here's the thing, like even if you're Talia, even if you know it's like, okay, it's like truth or dare, whatever. Mm-hmm. She had
I would
to
cry.
Quote answer. Yeah, you would still get really upset.
Oh,
so,
I would cry. I wouldn't get mad at Natalie, but I would cry. And I'd be upset.
It would be hard. But also, because it's Talia and I don't know what it is with me and Talia, I'm like,
you guys don't joke.
Why are you getting so upset, Talia? It's like not that big of a deal. Come
on.
Oh
my God. Yeah.
But I would get upset if I were her, for sure.
Yeah.
But she was also like calling Natalie selfish, inconsiderate, and mean, which I was like, okay, maybe
I was like, what else happened? Like,
exactly.
That's how I felt. I was like, what else happened? Yeah, because this was a pretty big reaction on Talia's part, very personally against Natalie. Not like, it was personal.
The situation.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Natalie. I don't like Natalie.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem I had with her reaction, though. It was like, what happened? If anything, if something else happened, okay, maybe this makes sense. But like, if that was literally all that happened, I mean, she did literally just answer
it. Would have
been
an overreaction if that was all. But maybe, I mean, because Natalie is Natalie, maybe she had said some things or done some things prior that had rubbed Talia the wrong way. So
she strikes me as a low key sort, you know, passive aggressive, covert. What's it called? Covert.
Yeah, she's. Narcissist? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
That seems a little harsh, but
no. I'm saying like like passive aggression that's like really subtle, you know, like hurts your brain when people, you know.
Like gaslighting?
Yeah. But like quietly.
Yeah.
Very quietly. Ugh.
Yeah. I just Natalie, not my fave. Either. So Tiana gets her new hair.
Yes.
Which basically is just like, and they take away the slicked back part of it. Mm-hmm. But the rest is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
It did look better. Yeah.
Oh, and Talia, just talking about hair, Talia's bump that she has on her, you know, like the, when people used to take like the front part of her head and like tease a bump.
Oh my
God. Talia's is ginormous.
It is huge. It is the quintessential.
It's ultimate. Like
it is a Snooki sized bump.
Yeah, it's Snooki sized. It's yeah, Snooki exactly. Sized.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I used to do one like a little small
one. Yeah.
and now I think back to that and cringe, but I'm just like, people took it really far.
Some people really
though
went
some
there.
People are Talia.
Yeah. Like there were people that teased their bumps in our junior high, I remember.
Oh, I remember I have one person in mind. I'm like, it was major. So
big one. Yeah.
I honestly can't believe that was a hairstyle, to be honest.
It is like a Mrs. Frankenstein hairstyle, in my opinion. It just makes your forehead look like it is a beehive. Like
it's weird.
Yeah,
it's just really weird looking back. I'm like, wow, that was stylish.
Was this stylish? Yeah, I tried it so many times, but my widow's peak always made me feel insecure.
Oh, self-conscious about it.
Yeah, I was always like, it's weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you need that perfectly.
Yeah, that perfect
round
hairline. Yeah.
I don't really have it. I mean, I have a little bit of a widow's peak.
You know what, though? I love my widow's peak, and nobody ever take it away from me because guess what? You can't. Like, why?
You've had it done.
Yeah.
And it does not work.
No. And I did not. I did not approve it. I stand by that still. It makes me mad, though, because I feel like I've had insecurities about my widow's peak. So, like, I'm like, did I tell him to shave it off?
Like, subconsciously.
Did I actually say, yeah, you know what? Shave it off. But no. I remember saying, no, I'm good. Why would you offer to do that?
Like, yeah. Just making my insecurities really
And then
like,
he
come
just
out.
Did it anyway. So now I have these little baby bangs. They're about an inch long now.
So I like... My problem with the bump was my hair would always go flat. Like I just didn't have it teased enough or whatever.
Yeah,
so
I could
it would
never
just
keep
like deflate
either. Yeah, I don't know how people.
So
that
was sad. Mm-hmm. It was really sad. I'm jealous of Talia, quite honestly, because Talia had the volume.
You see it, yeah.
Next is a Jill Stewart fashion show.
Yeah.
And they are holding like giant bags going down the runway. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to like kind of weave with these different obstacles and like the models passing them by. Didn't really cause any drama. I noticed they had Talia and Natalie go at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like
trying to encourage a bump or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Didn't happen, but they tried.
They were professional.
Which they did kind of like set them, like juxtapose them during this. Like
they did.
Jill Stewart loved Natalie. Did not get it. Did not get why she was obsessed with Natalie.
She thought she was.
Because she did a
so
twirl. And
she did a really
twirls.
Awkward twirl. It wasn't even a flowy twirl. You know what I mean? Like it looked like she had to really think about it hard. It looked very bad.
Yeah.
I didn't think
like
it was a good
twirl. She stopped almost for a second too long and then did the twirl.
That was not a Jocelyn twirl. That's all I know.
Yeah. And it's not in a Swirl Twins twirl. That
they would
is
never
for
condone
sure.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. They'd be like, excuse me. Even we wouldn't twirl here.
Not like that.
We love twirling.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate a twirl. And I also just didn't think it was that fantastic.
It wasn't that
outside
great.
Of the twirl.
Yeah.
But I honestly think that Jill just liked her look. Which is, you know, kind of what matters to most designers in the
Half
end.
Half the time,
it's, like,
it's
all
literally
they care
what
about.
Your eyes are most attracted to. That's what it is about, unfortunately. Yeah.
So I think that was just it. I think she was like, yes, Natalie is beautiful. They say several times during this episode that, like, Natalie looks like a model. She is like, and also, again, I'm just kind of like, I don't get it that much. I don't know. I think she's beautiful. I really do.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's just not that little extra special anything about her really that like kind of pushes her into like this interesting model territory that I think like the biggest of the biggest people are. So I don't know. I'm just not. Maybe she just had a look of the time or something.
Maybe
that people
her
really
face
liked.
Is. I think her face is really interesting, but. Like she's really striking, I think. It's just like I feel like as soon as you get to know Natalie at all, or like as soon as you get like to crack under that surface a little bit, you're just kind of like, nah.
Yeah,
nah, it's like, I'm okay, not interested anymore. Like, it's just kind of, yeah, it's, that's it. Like, I don't know. I don't know, Natalie, you know, but,
yeah,
I agree. She's just not impressive. Like, I just don't know what it is that people are like, she just screams model, but then like, mm-hmm. she doesn't deliver.
Yeah.
It's weird.
There's just, the talent is slightly missing. And then we have Allison, who goes down the runway and actually does pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And she took the advice. So did Fo. Fo and Allison, I think, both like improved a lot.
Yeah, I thought Fo did really well.
The runways. Yeah, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. She just looks so much shorter than all the girls. It's just,
I know,
like,
yeah.
And she can't be that short because this is not the petite cycle.
I know.
And then there's Talia, who I didn't finish the juxtaposition. Yeah, they did not like Talia's walk, but I honestly didn't think Talia's walk was that bad.
It wasn't that bad. I didn't think it was worse than Natalie's. Yeah,
no, it was just kind of, I get it, it was maybe low energy. They yeah. just didn't like how like languid dead. It was.
Yeah.
Dead. Yeah.
Dead.
I tried to be nice, but so anyway, Celia and Natalie are like the ones that they're like,
mm-hmm. I thought Celia had a good walk. Yeah,
I think Celia is great. Oh, another fun tidbit from this runway is apparently they had girls who had been eliminated in it. We just didn't see them.
Great.
Because I guess, you know, with an actual audience there, they didn't want to spoil who had gone home yet. And
I see.
I could have told them we weren't going to remember those people anyway because they were the most forgettable people. So
nobody cares.
Yeah, not that big a deal. But yeah, so I guess if like you could like sort of see Isabella or someone behind Celia at one point when they like all came down the runway at the end.
I love
I think they
that,
kind
actually.
Of blurred her out. But she was there. She was there.
She was there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Celia did well. Celia was like, I was so excited I get to open the show. And I was like, it doesn't mean anything. And then Jill was like, I love that you opened my show. And I was like, okay, maybe it means something. All right.
I really thought she looked like a little angel or a very tall angel.
Yeah. 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 Like an angel is going to kick me out of heaven with their long ass legs.
Shopping bags. Yeah.
Yeah. a materialistic angel.
yeah, you know.
An angel of capitalism. That's what she's like. But yeah, she did well. I liked it. I wish she had won, to be honest, over Celia. Mm-hmm. I would have picked her. But no, Natalie wins. She wins some Jill Stewart clothing. So mm-hmm. good for her. Bully for you.
Bully for
Natalie.
You.
Natalie.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the fashion show. Any
that
notes?
Was it. Oh, okay. Yeah. No. Just that, yeah, right. I agree. They blew it out of proportion with Talia's. They're just like, we just really hated it. And we just really like Natalie's. So, moving on. Yeah.
It's almost like we're trying to pit you guys against
each
other.
It's almost like we really are emotions. Really comparing the two of you specifically for some reason. Yeah. Don't know why.
Yeah. Fight, fight, fight.
Fight, fight.
They
fight.
Might as well just throw them in like a mud pit.
I know, right?
On the
just
show.
Into a cage.
And just like fight to the death. I'm surprised. Yeah. Pick your weapon. I was going to say, I was surprised when they went to Rome, they didn't make them fight like gladiators. They literally did make them fight like gladiators.
Yeah, they did.
I forgot.
They did.
What a metaphor. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They weren't even being subtle about it. They just threw it in our faces. So Talia is really upset when she gets home, obviously. And she talks to her sister and is crying the entire time. And then the next day she was like, that conversation with my sister really cheered me up. And I was like, what? Were you crying the entire time?
I mean, I you know, so you got to get it out. It's it's
true.
Weird. It's weird. The things that happen emotionally when you do let it out.
Yeah.
And to someone that receives it, you know, and not someone mm-hmm. that's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like all the girls.
Yeah, like every other person in the house that's like,
yeah,
get out.
I feel so bad for you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. If I were you, I'd want to die. Like,
yeah.
Just, like,
that's
like,
true. I just thought it was funny. She was just
it is, yeah.
It really cheered me up. I was like, yeah, you look like you were having a great time.
Yeah, you look so happy.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's better this episode. It really, I mean, she did here's the weird thing about the shoot is like, so the concept is like they're in like on this New York City bus tour and they're in different neighborhoods and they're portraying different stereotypes of people from that neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And Talia's with the touristy crowd and she is just having a hell of a time. Mm-hmm. Great time. Miss J is showering her with compliments. Oh, you're the best out of all the models.
Yeah, you can tell it like lights a fire under her to get like a compliment. Yeah. It like, oh, really?
She loves it.
Yes.
She loves a compliment.
Glows. Mm-hmm.
But then the outcome of the photo was not that good, in my opinion.
I really was like, this is so fine.
Average?
Like,
yeah,
I was like, this is just so medium. Like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be like, gushing. That's a terrible photo. But I'm not like, wow, she really modeled her ass off. Like, that's not what it looks like. And it's, I don't know. I don't know why they were so excited. Maybe it was literally just because they were happy to see Talia look a little happy.
Yeah.
Sometimes that has that effect on you. No.
True. Because otherwise, I was just like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Or maybe they just picked a bad photo, but I don't understand.
She was apparently electrifying on set, though.
Yeah, apparently. Mm. I did like Fo and Amina and they're like trying to act like stockbrokers.
What are these numbers wrong?
yeah, that was good.
They had the best.
Like as much as they knew about stockbrokers.
Yeah, those are two of my favorites in this whole cycle and they're just together in this photo shoot. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, it was cute.
And it's
they're
a
really
good
playing off each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I do love the outcome.
I feel like they lucked out getting each other.
Yeah. Natalie, like, with Talia, of course, because why wouldn't they? Just was cracking me up with, like, the pantomiming with the camera, even though
she
had a real camera.
What was
she
doing? I was seriously so confused by that. And she was like, like, just blank face.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think it makes sense. Like,
oh,
no,
you
it
mean
doesn't.
To use
who does that?
The camera on the ground next to my feet?
Oh, I thought we were playing pretend. Oh, yeah. It was just bizarre. And I was like, but also, like, even if you didn't have a camera with you, why would you be faking the camera with your fingers? It was just weird.
I guess maybe she was like, maybe she thought her hands were going to be out of frame.
Maybe.
Because otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Mike Rosenthal was not impressed. Our boy, by the way.
Yeah.
Isn't
my it? My favorite work of his personally is the Fashion Witch photo shoot.
Oh my god.
So he is a genius. Mm-hmm. A genius, I'm telling you. Allison has problems being a bitch. Mm-hmm. Tiana.
So upset. She was just, I just couldn't come across as the mean bitch girl. And it just, she was like, I really thought I was giving it in my eyes.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, how can she when her eyes just permanently look like a baby doll all the time? Like,
she just looks like a porcelain doll.
Can you make that look bitchy? I really don't know if you can. Is it possible?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
They're
you have
so
to do something
wide.
Really you got to do more stuff with your mouth, I feel like. When your eyes are that huge, you got to be snarky. With
snarl?
Like a smirk.
Does that look
a snarl? I wish the listeners could see us right now making faces.
I opened
to try
my
and...
eyes as like wide as I could go, and I just like made my lip go up.
We look like gargoyles right now. Yeah, no,
I don't think that would have worked for her.
Yeah, so yeah, you're right. I don't know what her options were, but
yeah,
they didn't like
I'm
what she
sure
went with
either. I guess you could squint like that.
Yeah.
That would have looked great.
Yeah, she should have. Yeah, she should have actually wrinkled her nose to the side and lifted up her lip like they stink or something.
Like a little gargoyle, just like you said. Yeah, Tiana spits out a pretzel onto an unsuspecting passerby. Not really, but yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. London had fun. London did.
Yeah,
good.
London did have fun.
I liked the pretending to push her off of the bus. I was like, what?
Good move. Yeah.
We're having so much fun.
All right. Do you want to look at the photos and panel?
Let's do it.
Okay. So we start off, I didn't even talk about him, Courtney and Nyjah are first.
Didn't even mention them.
They're in Soho, they're artists, and this is probably the worst photo of the bunch.
For sure. It's
I
so
would
boring.
Say, yeah. Who do you think is better, though?
I don't know. Their styling is so bad for both of them.
I'm a little confused. Is that light reflecting on Nyjah's cheeks, or is that makeup? I really don't know.
But they are both terrible in this photo, unfortunately. It's not a good photo. I think Courtney's worse. I think
I like Nyjah's more, just because it's like kind of has some.
Yeah, Courtney just literally looks so confused and like, I don't know. The look on her face is very not good. And then her body is very much out of proportion here.
Yeah, her legs are a little awkward too. One of them is okay, but the other one is not.
Her body's not fitting together. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Nyjah's at least got like a... Nyjah's got an H2T-ish thing happening here. She's holding a pose. It's not fantastic in the face. There's no strength really in either of them.
It's pretty weak. It's pretty boring. I'm yawning over here.
Weak sauce. Let's move on.
Yeah. To Amina and Foe.
One of my favies.
My second favorite photo of the week.
It's a goodie.
I really love Foe in this.
Foe is one of my favorites this week. Yeah.
This is like, I think Foe is like, she comes top two for me this week. I just like, how is usually when people do like the cocked eyebrow thing, I think it's cheesy and I don't like it, but Faux actually makes it look fashion.
She made it make sense. I feel like a lot of people use that without making it like actually make any sense, but she is like corner of her eye looking at her phone like, no, look at these numbers, you bitch. Like, just like, yeah. That's what it looks like to me, you know. You can definitely put words. Yeah, you can put words in her mouth.
I like how she's like, her eyebrow is going up and her shoulder is going up. Like, they're both, it's like following. There's a line.
Yes, yeah.
You know, in her body.
There's a parallel there.
That is really cool. And yeah, I love like the holding a phone out and holding the laptop and just like, I don't know, it's really great. And then
it's gorgeous.
I like Amina's too. Not as much as Foe's, but I still like it.
Yeah, Foe definitely like looks like the main character in this photo. But Amina's face looks gorgeous, like so striking. She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And her body looks good. It's nothing incredible, but
they're definitely right that she's like doing like the pouty look in the good way this time. It's like more, there's not like a lot of tension. She's just like softly parting her lips, which is great. I also just think glasses really suit her.
Yeah, she looks good in glasses.
I was like, Amina should be a CoverGirl glasses girl. Like Carrie D and Nicole. I want Amina to do the same because she looks great in glasses.
She's just such a gorgeous person.
I like Amina's too.
They were definitely my favorite pair,
but still. I really like Celia and Saunders, which we'll get to.
We're getting there, but yeah,
but it's a good one. All right, and next is Celia and Saundra. Is my personal favorite photo, and Saundra is my personal favorite.
Saundra's definitely killed it this week.
Perfection. It's just absolutely couture goodness, beautiful. I love literally there's nothing I hate about her
the sass.
In this photo.
Yeah,
it's perfect. Like sass and poise. Perfect.
I love it.
The legs are perfect. The way they're crossing, her hands, like that she's holding out, is perfect.
I like how they both have their hand up.
Is perfect. I do too. I really like the interaction between them in this.
I do too. Yeah. Photo. Oh, sorry, say my mic. But yeah, I do too. Yeah, they had a great photo, and they are definitely like it's close. Foe and Amina, Celia and Saundra for me, but I like Foe and Amina's animation in theirs more. But the attitude. It's great in Celia and Sandra's. It's more glitzy. It's more like, you know, I don't know.
They had
prissy.
The best outfits, I think.
They did.
Out of
they
everyone.
Definitely.
I love how they're both of their skirts are like little clouds.
But
I mean, so Saundra obviously steals the show. I think Celia's is, I like Celia's still.
Yeah.
It's not like super model-y, but I'd like it for some reason.
I'm feel not like
sure what it is.
They kept wanting them to be super bitchy and stuff and like rich girl. And like Sandra was pulling that off. But I feel like Celia was almost doing like this like dumb expression, you know, like, and I don't know. It just didn't come through as strong as Sandra's or like as much depth. I don't know. It wasn't as intricate.
I don't know. For some reason, to me, she's giving Quaker, and I don't know what it is.
Wow.
Yep. Or like 18th century governess. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
governess. Hey, that's what she is, though, right?
Nannies. Yeah, nannies. She's similar. Yeah, it's just like
thing, right?
You know, really. A century before, like what she's supposed to be portraying in this photo. But sure. But yeah, I actually like it. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like she's evil in this, and I like it. Like, I don't know. I think she's the evil friend.
Okay.
And the, like, the conniving friend, and Sandra's kind of just, like,
that's like, let's just rich, roll the baby into the middle of the street.
Yeah, exactly. And Sandra's like, I guess, I don't care. Like,
I guess.
I'm too beautiful to
I'm
care.
I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right. I like it. I like this photo.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sandra's is the best, though. You know, she's it is, doing yeah. the best.
It's fantastic.
Shot.
She killed it.
Next is this touristy shot.
This is not with, that. I
as a shot, no, I'm not impressed.
It is not that great. Tiana's actually my favorite in the shot.
I like Tiana in this shot. Yeah, she's the only one that I'm like, yes, I like.
She just looks so angular and perfect, even when she is doing an exaggerated smile like that.
I know.
Natalie
so
looks
crazy.
Fake. And Talia not in a bad way, but like she just doesn't look like a model. Like it looks like a random person that was
she
there.
She looks like someone who, random, or someone who won a sweepstakes
yes.
to come on America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
And she's like
and be in one of
a
the
Make-A-Wish girl or something. Yes. And she's like, her wish has been always to be on Top Model. And they're like, yes, Talia, come on.
Come feature in a photo shoot. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That it doesn't look like a model to me. It doesn't. No, yeah. It doesn't. It's because it's just like very unaware and just like kind of it just doesn't seem aware of her body. It looks like she's like happy to be there.
Yeah.
You know, really happy.
Maybe they
the
just
group.
Really enjoyed that she was acting a scene, which is what they were telling a lot of them to do and not true. Pose, which is. She probably was doing that, I guess, better than the other two. But I don't think it actually resulted in the better photo.
Yeah, to me, it like came out looking like a stock photo.
Yeah.
I was like, this does not look like a modeling photo.
Mm-mm.
But I guess this is what they wanted from them because they were all like hyped up about it. They were like, oh, yeah, this is perfect. Like,
yeah. I mean, it does look like so... tourists. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they nailed the brief. Yeah, but Tiana somehow is making it not look super cheesy, and I think that's just a testament to who she is, like how good of a model she is. And they compliment her teeth, and they're right. She has fantastic teeth.
They go to the back of her head. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Tiana says. I will also say here that, oh gosh, what was it? The judges said something about, gosh, now I can't remember. It was like... something about, oh yeah, they said that they were, I'll wait till we get to the next photo.
Oh,
they
did say
so
they
anyway.
Could see what Tiana ate.
Oh, did they say that? I don't know.
Miss J said that. I see what you ate for lunch or something. Yeah.
I actually would put Natalie above Talia in this photo for me personally. I think that Natalie could have made it a good shot if she had leaned back more.
She
had done like an exaggerated back.
I think if
it
she
looked
would
more
just
fashion.
Freaking think about her shoulders for a second, her photos would look a lot better. Because throughout this whole shoot, I was noticing she was just like holding them up. It was like a tourist in a photo shoot. It wasn't, again, it's like she wasn't modeling, which is what I was like feeling it when Jay Manuel was saying it during the photo shoot that it's like she doesn't bring model to the set, like she can't act on it during the photo shoot, and I kind of see that. It looks so like, oh, I'm pretending to model, like it's like she's pantomiming modeling. It just doesn't quite look all the way there, but I get what you mean. I wouldn't say
so
that
anyway.
It's worse than Talia's.
Yeah, that's that photo. So
you broke it down.
Next is London and Allison.
You know, looking at this now, Allison looks pretty bitchy.
I like Allison's photo. Yeah. On this.
She looks great.
They do not like it, but I think she's one of the better people of the entire episode. Like, I think she's like third best.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they hated her.
Honestly, yeah, they gave London a lot of praise for, like, in this photo particularly, just because it was, they didn't like Allison's, but I really prefer Allison in this photo.
I do too. I just think, what is London doing? I don't really see anything in her
eyes. It looks like she's in love with Allison.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit. Which I guess Allison's could... like, we're going to rob the bank or something.
She does kind of look like the criminal here.
She looks like a criminal. I feel like that's good. I'm confused by what these judges want.
Me too. I don't understand. I thought it was good. I don't know. Yeah. I like her expression in her face.
I do too.
I like how she
is
like
kind of doing the snarl
back a little bit. And London to me kind of just looks like lost and is more like acting versus.
Yeah, I bet. I'm wondering if London just had really good film, but Allison didn't maybe. And this was just the best shot of the two of them. But didn't they say they picked it based on who was better in the photo or something? I don't know.
It was confusing
the way she was talking about grading everything. But.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I was saying. I was hoping there were better photos of Talia, and I'm hoping there are better photos of London. We just didn't get them because they were trying to like pick like a better overall shot.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because otherwise, I'm like, I think Talia didn't do good, and I think Allison did great. So,
your top three,
Sandra, Faux, and then Allison, and then I'd probably put Amina maybe after that. Actually, I'd put Amina above
Allison. But
I might put Tiana above Amina, honestly, though. I mean, I really like Amina's, but I think it's mostly her face. And I think Tiana's at least like character. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard, man. But no, those are all good ones. There's definitely a front and back of the pack in this photo shoot. Courtney and Nigel are just dead last.
Way in the back.
Dead last. So sad.
Yeah. God, that photo looks so bad this week, though. Personally, I mean, I wasn't super excited about Nyjah, but at least she had a good photo in the first week. I liked her photo that week.
Her lighting, her self photo was really bad too, though.
Yeah. It's tough. Yeah. But they didn't even put Courtney in the bottom two. They put Allison and Nyjah in the bottom two. And I was like, well,
that
of
was
course, out of the
very
two,
stupid.
I'm going to pick Allison.
Yeah. That was dumb.
So I don't know. Okay. Here's the thing I was talking about, or what I wanted to say before. Mm-hmm. So, like, Tyra really got on Allison for not performing during this episode because she said you had an advantage because there are so many cultural references for Mean Girls. And I was like, yeah, maybe that's true. But also like tourists, like I was like, they've literally probably all been tourists in their life. Wouldn't that be the easiest one to embody? Because like, they have probably been a tourist. Yeah. So wouldn't you think that would probably be
You've been
easiest?
In a strange place before. Yeah.
And they were just supposed
that
to be
is
smiley.
Such, I just fucking hate it when Tyra says stuff like that. You have no excuse because there are so many examples in modern society. And it's like, there are of everything now. Like, if you're going to say that, then I should know what it's like to be a glass blower too. Because there are YouTube videos out there.
I've seen it.
Yep.
And it's also like she's said before to like Fatima, well, it doesn't matter if you've never kissed a boy. So she's kind of like trying to have it both ways. And it's like, okay, well.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter or it matters or it helps. Yeah. What is it? Which one is it? Yeah. Whatever.
So I wasn't like, I thought that line of reasoning was stupid. I was like, are you just trying to put Allison in the bottom too? I feel like you're
just another scare. Really? They won't mention it next episode. Just like Faux. I don't know.
First call out, Sandra, obviously well deserved. She did the best. Mm-hmm. Bottom two, we already said Allison and Nyjah. Mm-hmm. And then they sent home Nyjah, which I think was expected.
Yeah.
And
fine.
Yeah, I don't know. So they said, I looked at her A&TM Wiki and it was like, Nyjah has not signed to an agency. But I looked at her Instagram and it says fashion model on it. And she had a photo of her, like an ad that, I mean, sure, it was from like a year or two ago, but it was like a photo of her in an ad that was in Vogue. So I was like, I mean, I think she did eventually get signed, I think.
Became a fashion model.
So she's, I think, still working. I don't know. She looked, but she also just hasn't posted in a while. And she looks fantastic, of course. Duh.
Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Nyjah post-show.
All right. Good luck, Nyjah.
It's about as interesting as her 15 run on years. Top Model.
How long has it been?
2009, 14. Right? Or 2010? 2009 or 2010. So it's been like over 10.
Okay.
Years.
10 plus.
All right. So next week is the whole Celia Talia debacle. So Ooh. Get ready for that. That's going to be really interesting to talk about.
It's really going to turn you off if you were into Celia.
Yeah. prepare yourself, Alex.
Prepare yourself. Yeah.
All right. It's not a good showing by Celia. I still don't hate Celia, like, overall. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a bummer.
Yeah, it sucks. So yeah. We'll talk about it. And it does you, as much as I will complain about Talia, it does make you feel bad for Talia. So, And then after that, it leads to a fantastic fight on the epic, the legendary staircase. So we got a fun next two episodes to talk
about. It's so juicy. I'm so excited.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yep.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.